comes up in this week's parsha. This week's parsha discusses several korbanos, the korban todah, the korban shlomim is mentioned again, korban ayla, korban todah. The shlomim is not todah. And in each case, the Torah stresses litzoin chem. Last week's parsha was about a shlomim, litzoin chem tizbachuhu. And in this week, there are three other times. The phrase litzoin chem only appears four times in Chumash. Once last week, legabe shlomim, and then with respect to this week, in ola, litzoin chem tomim, when the Torah introduces the halachas, the requirements of bringing a korban without an imum, korban todah l'Hashem l'ritzoinchem, and when it comes to the korban o'ayme l'fnei Hashem l'ritzoinchem, each time Rashi explains what is l'ritzoinchem, and the various Rashis come up, record various halachas. Rashi records the halacha that we've learned in Masechta Zechulin, that litzoinchem, that misasek. Litzoinchem means that you have to be present. That one cannot bring a korban as while one is doing something else. One's mind has to be focused on the korban. So this is one of the important aspects of Avodas Hashem. It comes up, it is presented to us in the context of a korban. One of the important aspects of Avodas Hashem is being present. Is that when we do a mitzvah, it should not be kimisasek. It shouldn't be something that mitzvahs andoshim milumda. It should not be something that we do in a routine fashion. It's an avoda to always be present when one is doing something, because we know how our minds are given to multitasking. Our minds are given sometimes to triple tasking. It comes naturally to us. And therefore, when one wants to focus on something at hand, so because our minds are so busy, requires an avoda to focus. So that's one of the ideas of Litzoinchem, because Baruch Hu says, when you bring a korban, I want it to be that you're present with your korban. And that's a model for all forms of avoda. Rashi says another idea of Litzoinchem means that you should want that your will should be to keep all the mitzvahs of the korban. Litzoinchem, your machshava should be, I'm going to bring the korban in the right time. I'm going to observe the various details of the halach of the korban. And that too models for us one of the important of our avoda, to try to have in mind that we want to be mekayim the mitzvahs as we do them with all the protein, with all the details of the mitzvah. And then another pshat in the Ritzoinchem, Rashi says that we should do it l'ratzoin, that we want to Baruch Hu to be mekabel the mitzvah. That l'ritzoinchem tomim, that when we bring it, when we bring the korban, so one of the ideas that we should have is that there should be a beautiful korban, so that the Baruch Hu should be mekabel. One of the it's an important idea in contemporary society, the idea of presentation. Presentation is so that it'll give pleasure as it provides. When your parents worry about the presentation of a dinner, the presentation of a meal, so that is because they appreciate that part of the Abachnas Zarchim is not only just to provide food so people feel full and comfortable, but they want people to feel the covet of being an Ereyach. And that comes at a presentation. So that's Litzoinchem, because Baruch Hu says, I want you to bring the korban in a way that you're expressing that you want me to receive it, that I will get it berot. So those are the three pshatim that Rashi has, both in Parshas Kedoshim and Parshas Amor. But there's a fourth Litzoinchem. The Litzoinchem when it comes to the Korban Todah. And that's what I focus on for a few minutes right now. What's the Litzoinchem of the Korban Todah? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu go out of his way to say in this week's parsha, the Korban Torah should be Lirtzein Chem? So there's an interesting comment of the Maharit, one of the Kadmonim, on the Pasuk in Tehillim. We say in Hallel, Ono Hashem Kini Avdecha and the Avdecha Ben Amosecha B'tachtolam Moiseroi L'cha Ezvach Zevach Toida U'v'shem Hashem Ekla. So Marit explains what's the special Toida that a person gives when he says, Ono Hashem Kini Avdecha B'tachtolam Moiseroi. Marit says one of the qualities of the Eved is that the Eved doesn't have his own Ratzon. An Eved cannot determine what he wants to do. An Eved has to fulfill the Ratzon, has to fulfill the will of his master. So, Ona Hashem Yavdecha, in Yavdecha Ben Amosecha, Pitachtolo Moiseroi, if you will open up that which binds me, that which keeps me, that which makes me an Eved to other people, and you'll allow me to express my Ratzon to be an Eved to you. So, L'cha Ezvach Zevach Toida, I'm going to give a special Haidah for restoring to me my Ratzon, restoring to me being able to dream and have ambitions and to be able to project, to be able to think about how I want to grow. And the reason I'm mentioning this now is not only because it's part of the parasha and it's part of our Gemara, what's pshat lirtzon, that lirtzon chem is a quality of every korban, but it's a quality of our avodas Hashem, not to be robotic, not to be misasek, to be present, to be concerned about Kadosh Baruch Hu being mekabelet, and to be at the very outset, focused on the halachas that govern this particular avoda. But there's this another avoda, and that's having a ratzin, having an ambition, having an aspiration. I mention it now because, as you know, yesterday I mentioned that the Rav of the shul that I grew up in, Rav Nachman Rabinovich, one of the Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael, who was nifta yesterday. And one of the drushes that he would repeat from time to time, one of the messages he would repeat from time to time that I remember hearing as a child, is that a person should always set his ambitions to be slightly above his abilities. In other words, for a person to dream and aspire for something that's well beyond the abilities that he thinks he or she has, so that leads to disappointment, that leads to failure, it leads to a poor self-esteem. For a person to set his goals below his capacity and capabilities, whether it's intellectual, whether it's a question of midos, whether it's his ability to have tolerance and of patience, whether it's his abilities of hasmada, of diligence, so he doesn't make use of all the gifts that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be disappointed. He'll be disappointed in himself. To set one's goals slightly above one's natural abilities and talents, to know full well that I'm trying for something and it may be slightly above. So first of all, that probably is the best way of maximizing one's talents and one's brachos. And I'm using my own words now. Ramban says, I think in the Kuntres Teres Hashem Tamima, that the Ribbono Shel Olam responds in kind and provides us with enhanced talents. It's an idea which is very, very current. The idea of the plasticity of the mind, that we have the abilities to shape certain aspects of our minds. But even if we roll back to times before this concept was current, The idea of asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us a certain ratzayim. Litzaynchem, our avoda should be, part of our avoda should be that we have a ratzayim, we have a will, we have a desire, and our desire and will should be, again, slightly above what we think we can really achieve. I think that I have the ability to sit for 2 hours without a break, so let me try to do 2 hours and a quarter. They end up doing 2 hours. They end up doing an hour and three quarters. It's very, very good. It's very, very good. But I'll grow. I'll go further. If I think that I don't have the capacity to learn the Daf Gemara without a safer Azer on the side, so let me push myself to see maybe how far I'll get. If I think I don't have the capacity to chazer, to review, whatever it is, time, asmada, intelligence, whatever it is. So one of the important parts of our avoda is to have aspirations, to have ambitions. Everybody should have, all of us should have the ambitions to become a ben Torah, to become a refined person, to work on our midos, to become elegant b'nei Torah, to become Talmidei Chachamim. We should all have that as aspirations, that we will master. We will master Shas, not today, not tomorrow, not when we're 30 or 35, but over time, that we'll get there. So sometimes we think that's for the Gedolei Yisrael. Person should appreciate what the talents we have, and then to push a little bit further. I was often told by a very good friend who now lives in Eretz Yisrael. Many of you who live in Bergenfield remember him, know him, Jason Schwartz. They often told me about a vort that the Mashkiach of Kerem B'Yavne would say. And I think about this probably at least once or twice a day. Poseach es yodecha u'maspia l'chol chai ritzayim. So probably the pshat is, Kadosh Baruch Hu provides for us the things that we need. He suggested the pshat is poseach es yodecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu opens his hand up, u'maspia l'chol chai ritzayim, and he gives us all the ability to have ambitions. He gives us all the ability to have aspirations. He gives us all the ability to set for us projects. It could be an entire mesichta. It could be a perek. It could be to learn with Tosfos. It could be to learn the right, whatever it is. He gives us the ability to have dreams that we can actualize. And that's a gift. That's pitachta. I'm not bound by some self-impression. I'm not bound by maybe exactly where I'm coming from. I can bring a korban toda on the Litzaynchem. Litzaynchem tizbachu. So as Hashem, as we count the days of Sfira, as we prepare for Matan Torah, it's a very important Musar Haskel to keep in mind that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the gift of having a ritzon, and this idea of Rav Nachman Rabinovich that the ritzon should be slightly above our what we think our capacities are, and Bez Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mekayim the pasuk umaspia l'chol chai ritzon in so many different ways. Okay, so in a few minutes we'll just give two.